It's Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, also what we can try and look for in our dark skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips, and we're fortunate to have him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus in the east before dawn, and keep your eyes peeled for Mars in the west after sunset. The moon this week is waning, and as it approaches the last quarter phase, the skies will be great for stargazing once again.
And speaking of the moon, I understand you've got some insight into some of the experimentation and research that China says they're doing up on the moon.
Indeed I do. And after the successful landing of the Chang'e 4 spacecraft on the far side of our own moon, the probe began a series of science experiments designed to explore the lunar environment. One of these experiments was to cultivate cotton plants on the lunar surface. These plants were contained in a sealed environment with controlled air, water, humidity, and nutrients. The plants themselves successfully sprouted, but after 1 week, the plants have all died.
So what did they think went wrong?
So the main culprit in the demise of the plants would appear to be temperature. Now, whilst every other aspect of their environment was carefully controlled, the experiment had no control over the wild swings in daylight and nighttime temperatures on the moon. And once the solar panels ran out, the experiment became too cold and the plants perished.
Okay, that makes sense. People probably think of the moon as sort of a cold place. Talk a little bit about the variance in the temperature there.
Well, you may be surprised to hear that temperatures on the moon can be as high as 250 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and then they swing down to minus 250 at nighttime. So that's an enormous variation that would obviously create intense stress for any living organism exposed to the lunar environment.
Yeah, so I guess it's both hot and cold up there, is what you're saying.
It is. People often forget that space can be very hot indeed.
And even on that other side, basically, another thing is that other side gets just as much light as the side we're seeing. We just don't see it because of the axis it's on.
That's right. And the moon is tidally locked to the Earth. So we only ever see one side, even though the moon itself is exposed to the sun on both sides.
So what you're also saying is Pink Floyd was sort of fibbing that there isn't really a dark side to the moon.
Indeed they were, it would seem.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun report here on Stargazer. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And you can look for Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.